If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 293.
Merry Christmas.
Not quite.
I wore my Christmas sweater. It is getting colder here, and I just felt, you know, I felt the spirit.
I may have stopped at the outlet mall yesterday on my way home from my hair appointment, and I went to Aerie.
Oh, I wish I had an Aerie by me. I don't.
It's a really small one. They don't have that much stuff.
Better than having none.
But I got some things and I'm like checking out and the girl's like, find everything you need. I'm like, no, because I didn't need any of this.
Right.
Like it's still been like 80 here. Last night, two nights ago, was the first night I've had to wear like a sweatshirt when I was walking Max. Like I'm usually in like a crop top because it's like hot at night still.
It's a weird time of the year where it's like freezing in the morning and then it's like actually hot at night. So it's getting colder, but it's not quite cold.
My point was that I bought a bunch of sweatshirts that I don't really need yet.
Oh, but, well, that's good. You'll need them soon.
Yeah, planning ahead. I also bought a $5 clearance Halloween shirt that I figured I would just save for next year.
Good find. Well, anyway, guys, today's episode is an interesting one. Lily has curated the first one for me, and she keeps telling me, you're gonna die, but I don't know what that means. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, we're gonna start with mine?
Oh, yeah, I would love to.
Okay. So typically, we talk about entitled influencers. We don't typically just talk about entitled people.
Well, I guess we talk about entitled people, but
like entitled normies.
Right. Not the normies. I hate that, actually.
I know. I want to die. I'm sorry. Anyway, the normie that we're talking about, I'm totally kidding, but he has 421 followers. He has not gained any followers from this situation, let me tell you. And his name is Cyrus. You know, the World Series just happened.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Literally, I was on a walk with Max. I went to the park and I was like with some other like dog parents. And one of the guys was like, so not a big baseball fan? I was like, huh? He's like, the game? I was like, gun to my head, wouldn't have known that there was a baseball game on right now. He's like,
literally saying,
it's the World Series. The Dodgers are
playing. I went to an Atlanta Braves game because Abby thought it would be fun and cute and quirky. And she was like, we should go to a Braves game because it's like right in Atlanta and it's at the Battery, which we love to go to. And we lasted like two innings and there's nine of them. And I was like, let's get the fuck out of here.
See, I do like attending sports games just because I feel like it's an excuse to like eat and drink. But then I would either probably
sports games. But have you ever been to a baseball game? It's particularly boring. Very boring. I almost fell asleep.
You don't classify that as a sports game?
Dude, there was like 50 years in between anything happening. I was like, well, I'm going to sleep.
That's actually a good thing that you bring up. Baseball is kind of a very drawn out thing where it's not like, hey, how long's the game going to be? Like, you don't know. It's kind of up in the air. It could be 2 hours. It could be
eight hours. Sport, technically, but like, yeah.
Baseball,
like
especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know how it works, but I feel like it's like in the like ninth inning for like 5 hours.
Right.
That's so how I felt. Cyrus and his friend, allegedly, we haven't seen the friend. He does say that there was a friend there.
I'm so done.
Unclear. He went to a restaurant, which I guess you could call, it's like a bar restaurant. It's not like a sports bar. That he didn't go to like a bar where everyone else was watching the game. Like maybe people were like glancing over at it, but it wasn't like a place people go to watch the game. Do you have a Cactus Club by you?
Absolutely not. I don't even know what that is.
I didn't realize that it was like a chain.
Oh.
I guess there's a decent amount of them. He's in Canada.
Oh, so definitely, yeah.
So, but there is some in the United States too. But so he goes to Cactus Club and he has a bone to pick with them.
I have a bone to pick with the Cactus Club.
Not you literally quoting him. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Club location on Adelaide in downtown Toronto. It was game 6 of the World Series. Major deciding game, right?
Right,
sure.
My friend and I...
That's
we
what
made
I
a reservation for around 7 p.m., got there on time, and midway through the game, at around 9 p.m., they kicked us out. And it's not like because we were being disruptive or anything. It's because they said that they had reservations at 9 p.m. And at that point, you can't really do anything because you're handed the bill and you gotta leave. So at that point, my friend and I literally had nowhere to go because all the bars nearby were full. And this made me realize that, you know, these downtown franchises, they're all about business at the end of the day. Turning the tables over, they don't really care about the patrons. who are dining there. Because if they did, they would totally understand that people who are going there that day are there for the game, not there just to eat dinner and leave. So right now I am so disappointed at Cactus Club. I'm boycotting you guys for a while.
Just for a while. We'll come back eventually.
We'll be back soon, but you don't know when. That's happened to me before. Has that happened to you?
No. Where did you get kicked out of?
Well, I wouldn't say I got kicked out.
They just ushered. Ask you. Yeah, they were like, okay, time to go.
Yeah, well, so it wasn't even that long, which did annoy me. It was literally a little bit over like an hour and 15 minutes that we had been there. And we were actively ordering drinks and still like picking at our food and stuff. And they did say they were sorry. They're like, hey, we're sorry. We have a reservation coming and we need your table. And that I was kind of just like, okay, bye. Like, it was just kind of like, I feel like that, whatever.
That's a little bit of a tight window. He was there for 2 hours.
2 hours is a long time.
Yeah.
That is
and
a long time.
I do feel like maybe in certain circumstances, like if you were ordering a lot constantly, like if it wasn't like, okay, we're done eating and now we're like sipping on a drink or like maybe you get one more. If you were like ordering food the whole time, then I think maybe
or still
they
even
would.
Ordering drinks, I feel like.
Like a lot of drinks, not just like one drink. If it was like you were actually spending money.
Really?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it's not a rule. I'm just saying like, he's like, at the end of the day, they're just a business. I'm like, yeah, well, it's a business.
No, that's 100%. And again, like I've been to this place like multiple times after because like whatever, they had a reservation and it doesn't happen to me every time I'm there. It was what it was. I did take note of it that day where I was just like, oh, interesting. Okay, let me skedaddle then. But at the same time, it was like, fine, I'm ready to go home anyway. It's been like over an hour and like I ate already. So, you know, maybe we're done with our drink and we'll leave.
Him acting like we had nowhere to go to watch the game. Well, yeah, maybe you should have planned ahead more.
I'm so dead. Now that I'm remembering, they did also offer that we could sit at the bar and like we just didn't want to. We wanted to leave.
Interesting. He actually was sitting at the bar, but this particular place, I went on their website and first of all, this is what it looks like. So again, it's not like a bar that people are going to watch games at. It's like a restaurant that has a bar.
It does have more TVs than a regular restaurant and bar, I will say.
That's true.
Like, I can totally picture people coming here to watch a game, for sure.
But also, like we said, baseball's a long game. I went on the website and they take reservations for the bar.
That's weird.
So, like, clearly it's very
highly sought after.
It's popping. So, I think had no one come, they wouldn't have made them leave. But, like, they're not going to be able to sit there for 5 hours if they're, like, trying to turn over, like, if they're trying to, like, have other people come.
In general, I can understand why over 2 hours, a restaurant would be like, hey, it's time.
And we'll learn specifically that they actually have a noted 2 hour limit.
Oh, well then, nothing you could do.
Exactly. So this is in response to someone commenting, former Cactus manager here. When you make a reservation, you agree to a 2 hour dining limit when reserving online. You literally can't make the reservation unless you check that box. It's not all the restaurant's fault that you didn't read that. And then he says, I'm not blaming the restaurant for that. I know there's such a policy, which is why when I got there, I also asked them if we were going to be kicked out. And they said no, but they can't guarantee it.
Okay. Well,
so they didn't say no.
Seems like some clear communication there.
Yeah. And then he says, I would have appreciated a heads up if they were going to kick us out, but they didn't give us a warning at all.
And then he video responds to her too?
Yes, yes.
Yikes.
My friend and I were not privy to the 2 hour seating limit, which is why when we made the reservation, we specifically in the notes said, we're here for the game. And then when we went in and checked ourselves in with the hostess, we were like, hey, we're here for the game. Are we okay? And she responded with saying that we should be okay, but there are no guarantees.
Why would you be asking that if you didn't already have a doubt that you wouldn't be allowed to stay the whole game?
And also, we're here for the game. Are we okay? Yeah, clearly you can watch the game. You just have to leave after 2 hours.
He's just like, you can watch the game for 2 hours.
You can't move in.
Then you gotta leave.
It is weird how he was like acting like he took all these steps like ahead of time to like ensure that they were gonna be uninterrupted watching this game.
And I mean, they were clear in saying there's no guarantee. So why were you surprised when they came over and said, no, you actually have to leave because
exactly it's like
here.
How much of a warning would you have need, like, okay, 15 minutes, okay guys, 10 minutes now.
And again, 2 hours is a very long time. Like, I was kind of shocked when they came to me because I was literally like, damn, I just finished my food, I have like half my margarita.
I mean, sometimes
like,
you don't even order until like 30 minutes in, so yeah,
right.
An hour and a half, sure, but 2 hours, I feel like that's plenty of time.
It's time to go home. Do you have a TV at home? Watch it there, like at that point,
which is, you know, you're going to come at me for that. We also told our bartender when we sat down.
Told everyone.
So we sat at the bar right in front of the TV, not in the dining room. At least give us a heads up that you were going to kick us out and not just slap the bill in front of our face. There's also a lot of comments that are saying, like, it's a 2-hour seating limit. You can't expect it to stay the whole time. Then don't play the fucking game. If you have TVs and you're playing the game, okay. You gotta expect customers to be staying there. If you really want people to leave, I don't know, play CP24 or something. That goes on a 30-minute rotation.
Is. Some Canadian thing, I presume.
The aggression on that, I'm like, okay, calm down. Like, if people Listen. Are interested in watching the game, why wouldn't you turn it on? They're not, like, playing a movie and then, like, making you leave.
No, 100%. And also, like, I get wanting to go somewhere and watch a game in its entirety. Like, my husband, unfortunately, and this is actually very tragic, has recently gotten very into NFL.
Oh, I'm you know, so
he
sorry.
Loves football now. Like, actual football. Yeah. Which is like, he's a soccer player.
You're like,
understand.
Wrong football.
Whatever.
Come
wrong
on.
Fucking football. What are you, American? But so now he likes to go watch the games at a local sports bar. But it's a restaurant, and I've been there a million times. It's very large, so it has a lot of seating. But they have a ton of TVs. And like, yeah, they're kind of built for that. Like, yeah. They know people are going to go there 4 hours. And he will go there 4 hours and watch a game. So I understand if it was like that kind of thing. This place does look pretty small, I have to admit.
Well, and again, like, you have to get reservations for the bar. Like, he had to make a reservation to go.
Yeah, this is like a small town, like, you know, restaurant bar that everybody just goes to watch games.
Well, and it just seems like almost kind of like, not like upscale, but like, it does seem like it's not like a sports bar. It's like...
No, it literally gives $20 burger vibes. Yeah. Like, it does. Yeah. 100%. And like, it makes sense also just to play devil's advocate here, you know, if he's watching. They do have TVs, but it's not like, I know I said like, yeah, this does look like a place where people could watch games. It doesn't give sports bar, but at the same time, like, it makes sense why a bar would want to have TVs and like, yeah, entice people to come in and sit and watch, but not for 20 years.
Well, and also a lot of people that sit at the bar, they're like often alone. So it's like giving them something to do.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But I feel like a bar that you would go to like watch a game and like everyone is there for the game and everyone's like cheering and stuff when things are happening. That's not what this is. Because like people aren't going to be huddled behind you or like crowded around and like standing.
No,
like this is like people are sitting and eating.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
They just happen to be at a bar.
100%. Yeah, like when we went to that Atlanta Braves game, it was literally at the time of the reunion of Love Island. And every single bar was just huddles of people just like all standing and just watching. You think they were ordering a bunch of drinks? No, they just were all there watching together.
Even like, I feel like there's like maybe a side of that that you order drinks from, but not even. Right. It's like you are sitting there eating and ordering things. Yeah. It's not like you go up and just like are getting drinks and walking away. There's nowhere to stand.
I think just in general, it is crazy that he was told to leave and then like he had such a problem with that he came to TikTok, because like I said, it's happened to me under what I presume to be a normal amount of time.
You can be
annoyed.
Think
I came to the podcast,
like, you can be like, oh fuck that, I wish we could have stayed, but like to take it to TikTok, it's like, okay,
stupid,
get a real problem.
It's dumb.
And then when people told him that, he posted this.
I love how every single one, he has that like vampire red heart necklace. You know what? You better work.
People will have negative opinions about you.
It's a
and
Mel Robbins.
Every single thing you do.
No.
Let them.
Yep.
Let them judge. Let them react. Let them doubt you. Let them question.
I can't. I cannot deal with the self-induced TikTok bullying where it's like you literally asked for
like,
this and then you get
you
it
doing?
And you're like, I'm a martyr. I actually am like the person put on this earth to like deal with this. Like I can do it.
But it gets even better.
No, it doesn't. Stop it.
Because as someone that is this upset that he got kicked out of the bar so he couldn't finish watching the game, he must be like a huge baseball fan, right? This is his World Series recap.
Shut the fuck up. Does he not even know what the fuck is happening? I'm gonna lose my mind.
You're gonna die. I don't even understand what this is. It feels like he's reading a teleprompter that he wrote.
I thought he was even wearing like a, is that like a hat of the mascot?
Yeah, so this is the Blue Jays, but that, I think, is the extent of what he knows.
Didn't they lose? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they lost. That's what he's going to tell us.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk Game 7 of the World Series last night.
Let's do it.
Game 7 was the epitome of what championship baseball games are. An absolutely nail-biting, edge of your seat. Every action that was happening, I was holding my breath.
I'm so dead. Literally me when I'm trying to make up what I'm talking about.
I was like, have you ever seen a baseball game before?
Nail biting. Not what I... Well, I will give it to him that it is the World Series. So it is more exciting than a regular game.
Keep watching.
And I'll say it. Both teams delivered, but unfortunately, it was not the result that any of us were expecting.
Right.
I'm heartbroken for the team. I'm heartbroken for the city, and I'm heartbroken for the nation because we were so robbed of this.
Oh my God, you know what this reminds me of? I pretended to be a Heat fan when I was in high school, and I literally, when it was LeBron, now I don't even remember his name. Well, I know Dwayne Wade, but what's the other one? Bosh. So it was like the triple threat, and I like pretended to be such a fan. This was me.
And then the next day, you're like hanging your head
like literally, I can't believe that was so bad. I didn't know what fucking happened the entire game.
But honestly, I am so proud of the Blue Jays.
Slay.
You know, Blue Jays 2026, here we come.
I'm so dead. You know what? And he...
So that was just a really meaningful, heartfelt recap of the game.
Without any specific rules mentioned, any specific calls by the referee, or what is it, an umpire?
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
There was a couple other comments just calling out that there is a two-hour... limit right. When you book a reservation.
Yeah.
Someone else says you should have gone to a pub or a sports bar. Cactus Club literally has a two-hour limit posted to their website. Then I looked on the website and they are correct. It says, is there a two-hour dining time limit? Yes. All reservations are subject to a two-hour maximum once seated.
I mean, pretty specific.
I also went to book a reservation.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
It says in the reservation policy, reservations will be seated for up to a maximum of 2 hours. So yeah, it does say that multiple times on their website. Does it scream it at you? No, but like, it seems like he did know because that's why he was telling everyone. Like,
no, 100%. But this little pop-up, did you click something or did it pop up before you had to put your name?
No, it said reservation policy and there was a little question mark next to it.
Oh, nobody clicks that. God bless. But no,
I didn't sign in. So like, maybe it would have made me check something when I was like confirming it, but from like just looking at it, it didn't. And you can see that I at the top it was for an 8:15 bar reservation.
That's so... I don't think I've ever seen a place that has bar seating.
There is an Italian place by me, but it's literally in like a house. It's like a house that's been like converted into... It's really cute. It's like has like little porch and like...
Is it like a cottage licensed Italian restaurant?
No, they actually have a bunch of businesses that are in like houses that are like on little side streets here.
That's cute.
I was supposed to go one time and I had made a reservation because I know that it's like opens at like 6 and it's like kind of fancy. I think it was like Bose was coming, but then she was running late. So then I like went to cancel the reservation and I was like, unless you have something at like this time. And they're like, oh no, we don't. But like, we do have an opening at the bar. And I think they took bar reservations too. But it also was a place where it's like not a bar that people are going to as a bar. It's just like a restaurant that has a bar.
You guys didn't go though?
No.
Yeah. How sad.
Had to cancel the reservation. I know. Awful. I still haven't gone. I really want to. It's supposed to be really good. Anyway, then I scrolled down and this is not completely necessary, but...
But yet here we are.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money.
If you don't already know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's about that time of month that I need to go on Rocket Money and do a cancellation of my free trials. I've been signing up for a lot of things recently.
Yeah, honestly, it is a little scary how easy it is to overspend, like from the subscriptions piling up, but then there's also impulse buys. You know, you're scrolling Facebook or TikTok, and then you just buy one thing here or there. And then you order takeout a few times and whoopsie, I went way over my budget. And that is where Rocket Money will help you because it'll show you where your money's going and then it'll help you make better decisions so that you can keep more money in your pocket.
Something I also enjoy about Rocket Money is it tells you when you have like bigger bills coming up. So like, you know, they're coming and you're not like totally blindsided. And also it helps negotiate your bills and make them lower, which is nice because I'm not going to do that by myself.
Yeah, their dashboard lays out your total financial picture, which to me is super helpful because I'm not the greatest at budgeting on my own. phone. And this will include like your bill due dates and paydays in a way that's super easy to understand.
Overall, Rocket Money has saved users over $2.5 billion, which includes over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. And their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money by heading over to rocketmoney.com/DWKT today.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT, rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
First of all, here's some other World Series themed TikToks that he posted. Here's him showing off his outfit. I think you'll love this one.
Oh, this is Tate McRae music transition. You better work. Okay. It gives literally...
You know that's a brand new shirt.
No, I'm sorry. It gives typed into Amazon Express, I need a Prime expedited Blue Jay merch. Yep. Thank you. Yep. No, I love that.
What's their name? Blue Jays. I love a themed get together.
No, I literally, when I went to the Braves game, I posted a picture and I posted on my stories and I said, I bought this hat today. I went to Target because they sell it here. And yes, I bought a Braves fucking thing that day. And you know what? Sometimes you just need
to
pose.
You have to blend in.
Okay.
And he ironically actually even asked he doesn't have a lot of followers, so there weren't any viable answers, but he did ask where he should go to watch the game.
Question for you, Toronto Blue Jays fans. Game 6 is tomorrow for the World Series. Where are you guys watching the game?
That's it?
That was it.
He literally just asked. So, okay, got it. No,
he's giving... I want to be a social media influencer, I'm doing things that I think they're supposed to.
Yeah, come on. Well,
so then we get to the part that triggered me, and this is the only reason I'm bringing these up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I went backwards in order, but I think we should go forwards in order. He posts 4 dancing videos in a row, 4 like dancing and just lip syncing. Check them out.
We can't play the music, so you're just going to have to...
This is to Icona Pop, I Don't Care.
Okay, well, first of all, I can't even see him. He's in the pits of hell. Like, I literally can't see him on this one.
He just has all the lights off in his apartment. He's by himself dancing to music playing from his computer.
Oh, this one's also dark. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's having a party by himself. Beauty and a Beat.
Classic. You know what I mean? Honestly.
I mean, honestly, love that song. Great.
It's actually the worst. God bless. So he lip syncs a lot and he just likes to do like basic TikToks, which like not illegal. You know what I mean? But
no,
interesting
no,
pipeline. But... I mean, I don't know if this has, you know, if there's a thread here or if just making something out of nothing. But like, it is interesting that somebody who is that interested in doing like just random silly little TikTok trends is like super quick to come to TikTok when they have the most minor inconvenience ever that arguably was their fault. And then they're like, let me TikTok this. Like, this is what I need to do. Like, I almost wonder what TikTok is breeding. You know what I mean? The culture.
Well, that's what I told you. And it's like, you can tell that I like get the vibes that he like really wants to be an influencer.
And he might.
So this was like what he's seen people complain and like get a lot of people on their side. So like, that's what he was doing, but like it backfired.
Right.
But so there was a fourth one too, but it's pretty much the same. Then we see that he has received a noise complaint.
Which we're no strangers to. Come on. Some people need to listen to Grace and Chance.
I was going to say, which, you know, it brought back some memories because one time in my old apartment, which by the way, this wasn't the apartment that I had the horrible neighbors that it was loud all the time.
No.
Although I did also move out of that apartment because it was loud because there was construction constantly.
Oh yeah.
Like they were building apartment complexes everywhere. But when that door would shut, there was like a gap under the door. Like, it was basically like it was open.
Okay, but still at the same time, we were listening to Grace and Chance on your fucking computer monitors.
That's what
room.
He was doing. I don't know. We didn't see his setup. He could have had speakers plugged in
as
well.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to tell me he was listening to Grace and Chance. I was like, what are the odds? Like, that's crazy.
That's so weird that that's what we were doing. But anyway, Jesse was over one night. I think it was the same night we cried to Adele.
Could be. Honestly.
Possibly. Who knows? We were wasted. She would come over after filming Cheat Day at Clever, and I lived like a mile from, not even, like a half mile from the office. So then we'd go back to my apartment, and we'd drink on my couch for hours, and apparently this night we decided that we needed to listen. Did Grace and Chance, like, just make a resurgence? If you don't know, Grace and Chance, he got big for being on Ellen. I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you
love me. Paparazzi. No, but I literally think we were watching like him on Ellen. Like, I think that's what we were doing. I don't think we were watching his
I
new
think it
stuff.
Was like he had like come out as like he was like grown up now.
Right. Yeah.
Because he was like a sure. like a child when he yeah. Anyway, so we were listening to like one or two songs, and then I don't even remember. Did I like go grab food? Not like leave, but like went outside to like get something, maybe to my car.
No, we got a knock at the damn door.
I wasn't there, I don't think. No. Wasn't it that like
I didn't answer the door.
Oh, I thought it was like you answered the door and it was like my two downstairs neighbors, and they were like, you guys are being really loud.
That is crazy. But wasn't one of them like an unreasonably hot man?
See, I don't remember. I was just drunk and I remember. I don't think I answered the door. I think that was you.
Oh my God. Maybe it was. It was a very long time ago, but we got a noise complaint from listening to Grace and Chance on a fucking computer. Not even that fucking loud.
Yeah.
And we're like, it's not even late.
So when I saw this, I was like, oh,
could happen to anybody.
Relatable.
Right?
Yeah. But then I was dying because I watched these in reverse. So I saw that he got the noise complaint before I saw what he was doing.
So
and then
dead.
I'm like, oh my God, you were lip alone in the dark
TikTok.
Listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So this is yet another TikTok song. So we can't play it, but it says someone filed a noise complaint to me. It's 11:30 PM. Okay. That's a little late. Poppy. It's a little late.
I know. I was like, yeah. On one hand, I was like, oh, relatable, because we've gotten the noise complaint for Grace and Chance. But then on the other hand, I was like, oh.
Okay, honestly.
Bring back to the other apartment where I just hated everyone because they were so loud all the time.
Yes, that. But then also, I feel like this is a common theme we're seeing where he gets not even reprimanded, because I wouldn't say getting kicked out of the, you know, fucking restaurant when you were told you would be kicked out pretty much.
He's trying to make a narrative out of everything.
Yeah. But like now he's doing the same thing. He's like not taking it seriously when he's arguably
like,
the one.
Ooh, look at what a badass I am.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say that he didn't turn it down.
To another, oh my God, to fucking Taylor Swift's
bad blood.
Kill me. Kill me right now.
And I believe is their caption. Instead, I played this to them.
Yeah, I'll take things that never fucking happened for $600. Thank you so much.
Or it did. And I'm like, I would kill
him. Of course
him.
He didn't. Like, what are you talking about? I bet you right now he has like an AirPod in. Like, get the fuck out of here. I can't.
Well, I mean, that's what he says that they should do, because he does morning after noise complaint debrief.
You mean the one no one asked for? Love that.
Okay, so this is the morning after from last night.
That's how it works.
Like, he's acting like last night it was a movie. Everybody knows about it. So here I am addressing the nation when nobody even knew this happened.
Imagine watching these in reverse.
Yeah, you're just like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's it.
You got a debrief. Not my cereal here with me.
No milk.
Yeah.
Just...
Did it have no milk?
Yeah, he goes, got my cereal here with me, which also, guess what? This is the only appearance the cereal makes, it leaves. It's not present the rest of the video. But yeah. Also, there's no milk in there. And I'm just like, I feel like that's when you eat it with your hands then.
Yeah.
Feels weird to eat it with a spoon if there's no milk.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like more cereal than milk, but like, come on. You don't need to put it in the bowl with the spoon if it's dry.
Exactly. You just like, you know.
Just pick it up.
11:30 rolls around and I get a phone call from security downstairs. And here I am, Delulu. Which one of my hookups is downstairs? So I pick it up.
The boss. I'm like, sir, you didn't think that.
No, well, the thing is that everything he's saying, it's giving me like a little bit of cringe right now. Like, it's you know, like he thinks he's like a main character and like he's trying to do the
absolutely.
TikTok thing and it's not going to work out. And, you know, it's just all very unfortunate. God bless.
What the fuck? The Blue Jays won yesterday. We live in the city. It's 11:30 on a Friday night. Get a life.
Oh.
Sir, some people have to work on the weekends.
Literally.
And some people also don't have lives and enjoy the peace and quiet.
You know what? That is true. I will say, if this was any other time, I would be like, okay, get a fucking life. Like, actually. But 11:30 is like pretty late. Like, it just is.
I know. I'm like, sir, don't be rude.
Yeah.
Then this is the last one, I swear.
Oh my God.
To my neighbor. Because neighbors are so nice. Read this book.
He's really into, what's her name?
He's really obsessed with Mel Robbins.
Mel Robbins.
Who, I'm pretty sure she stole the whole let them.
I'm
theory.
So dead. I also have heard just generally that she's like extremely problematic. And I mean, I think a lot of the self-help people are, but she's very like... Yep. I don't know, particularly, I've heard a lot of things about her.
What a lot of people also complain about the let them theory in general and say it's really like...
Avoiding accountability.
Exactly. And it's really just like individualistic, making everything like, oh, well, you don't have to deal with something. If someone else is upset, let them be upset.
Yeah.
Like, instead of addressing why they're upset and maybe seeing if you did something wrong. But I mean, that really tracks for him.
Yeah. And just in general, like, I mean, I think that there is sometimes where you have to accept that, like, you're not going to be able to change someone's point of view. Like, you know, let them think what they think about you because you've done everything you can. But you have to do everything you can first.
And also not, like, to the people in your life, like, immediately. Like, right. It's like, okay, if this person you, like, aren't even really friends with is pissed, and like, let them be pissed. Right. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But, like, if they matter to you, which it should matter. You shouldn't. Yeah.
Educate yourself, okay?
What is that, I like, a Bible?
So that I look semi-professional. Chapter 3 talks about the airport stress test, okay? Also read chapter 2. It talks in depth about what the let them theory is. We when you're done,
so I don't know why you're showing us.
Tell me. Let me play my damn music and have fun on a Friday night. Me playing music on a Friday night is not something that you can control. What you can control, though, which is what Let Me says.
I think you're misinterpreting the book, sir.
Well, and maybe he's not. Maybe that's why that's problematic. But like, just in general, like, the fact that it's breeding people like this is like a huge, really bad publicity for that book.
And like, if you want to adopt it yourself, sure. You're not supposed to spring it on other people and be like, no, no, let me be an asshole.
Well, and also it's giving like, okay, let me murder someone and then just be like, let me. Like, it's like, okay, where do we draw the line on the let me? Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
I
think let
it's
a me live, bit, not them though.
You can probably close your damn window, put some earplugs in, call it a night yourself, snooze in peace, don't let other people bother you.
It's a lot easier if you're not
alone in
me.
Your apartment in the dark, so maybe you should put some AirPods in, stop being loud.
I do not miss living in an apartment. You know, my heart goes out to everyone living in an apartment, and I love that, you know, a safe home is the best kind of home. But oh my god, do I love just like living in my house, like I and not hearing anyone ever.
Bose texted me yesterday, she goes, when are you moving back to LA? And I was like,
never.
You know, honestly, it'll cross my mind sometimes. And then I go on Zillow and I start looking and I go, never mind.
I mean, if you rented a house, then maybe. But like,
that's the thing. I was like, well, first of all, Max, I can't take away a yard. Yeah, like that no, would just can't. Be too cruel. But then I look at the pricing and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's very expensive. You know what I'm really curious about? How did you find this topic?
I don't remember. I think it just was like on my free page. I don't know.
You
did
know
you
what?
Like it?
It was so niche, but I did enjoy it. And I think that it speaks to the same thing like we're talking about time and time again with the entitled influencer trope that we've been covering for like a year now, or pretty much since we started this channel.
I mean, and to be fair, the people that we've covered that are entitled influencers, they don't have a whole lot more followers.
They don't. They're literally like just like 4,000 more, to be honest. Yeah, so yeah. The fact that he wants to be a TikToker and like follows all the trends and then also was like, you know what? Let me do the thing that everybody else does and complain about
that's
a business
a trend.
And that'll work out. By yep. name, by the way, you're like naming the fucking business. It just like speaks to TikTok as a whole. And like, don't try that. Like if you have, you know, a TikTok where you're like,
find
maybe
a different
it'll blow
angle.
Up. But yeah, like if you get like served and you're not pleased with your service one day and it's like mild, well, don't post that.
I mean, how often does that go well for people?
Honestly, not that often. Well,
right? Like, I don't remember like ever seeing someone. It's like, oh, that's the one that went viral for bitching about their service somewhere.
Yeah. Now that you said that, I don't actually know. It's hard to keep track. They all kind of
I
meld
would,
together. In my
find
mind.
A different path.
Right.
If
yeah.
That was on your mind of a possibility. Don't do that one.
Listen, I wish him well, you know, and I hope he enjoys all the future world series to come. I know he's a big fan.
His bio is just me saying how I feel, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that really does sum up.
No, actually, he kind of ate with that. No, true. Yeah. That's literally what you do. You better slay Centrist Kent Lands. You know what? I mean, honestly, I know big things are in the pipeline for you.
Keep at it. Maybe find some different ideas.
Maybe. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Hungry Root.
Hungry Root is a total game changer if you don't like going to the grocery store, if you don't know what to make yourself for dinner, or if you just like don't want to do super involved cooking, because they have over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes that you can choose from each week, and a lot of them can be made in 15 minutes or less.
Yeah, honestly, it has been amazing to change to Hungry Root to do all my weekly shopping. Hungry Root plans all of my meals for the week, shops for me, and then delivers the groceries that fit fit my health goals, dietary preferences, and budget.
So it's basically a nutritionist and a personal shopper all in one.
And Hungry Root holds all of its food to the highest standards. They screen out over 200 additives, including high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. They source only high quality meat and seafood with no hormones or antibiotics. And they carry trusted healthy brands like Oatly, Vital Farms, Harmless Harvest, and many more.
And now it is the busiest time of the year, so it helps save you time with going to the grocery store. Also, those impulse buys that you get at the grocery store because you don't really know what you want. And it also cuts down on food waste.
So if you guys want to try out Hungry Root for yourself, take advantage of our exclusive offer. And for a limited time, get 40% off your first box plus a free item in every box for life. All you have to do is head over to hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT.
That's hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT and you get 40% off your first box and a free item in every box for the rest of your life.
And thank you so much to Hungry Root for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Well, our next topic is something that I actually found through Marky. And honestly, we have had the most insane drought of topics lately. So I just want to throw this out there. Please tag us in anything you see. Please. Anything you see, especially on TikTok.
And when you tag us, please say cover this or something extra so we can identify which ones, because I get a lot of we love the internets.
Oh, I do also as well. Yeah, but I mean, I went looking through all my tags and there was nothing. No topics. I was like, what the fuck is happening? So naturally, I was like, let me go check Marky's channel. I know he likes like the really obscure shit. Like he will find things. I'm like, where did you find that?
I was just going to say, does he have a researcher? Can we like double dip?
You know what? We should shoot him a message because like literally he kind of
really finds really weird ones
with the niche topics. Some of them are like really, really short and some of them are longer. And a lot of times there's overlap and like it's not like we're always getting our topics from Marky. It's just like he's into the same shit that we cover. So like we cover a lot of same stuff. But this one I did find interesting.
To be fair, I did see this a couple weeks ago.
Oh, there you go. So, but I mean,
we didn't cover it, so I could be lying, but I swear I'm not.
But this one was interesting because it was a larger influencer stealing from a smaller influencer, but not in any way that we've covered before. So we've covered like the Emery beauty creator who, you know, Emery Lane, I'm on her ass all the time. Like I watch her all the time.
This isn't like stealing content necessarily. I mean, it got made into content.
It is.
But like, it was like live content as well.
Yeah, it was stealing in a very interesting way, but then it kind of opened the floodgates a little bit because then Marky found where other people were accusing her of stealing actual content. So it's interesting to see how larger creators will literally like create a brand, create a life, and make revenue off of just like stealing from smaller creators is what it looks like is happening here.
Is that like how she built her brand, would you say?
Well, we do have some proof that like allegedly it looks like she's gotten some very, very specific inspiration from like specific clothing that then she has sold. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But basically, we're going to be talking about Danielle, who is the owner of We Wore What. Now, I know on Instagram, she has like over 2 million, I think, followers. But on TikTok, she has 136,000, which is still a lot. And she obviously has had success as like an influencer and like her clothing brand and all that stuff.
Well, and that's why I asked if she like copied people and like that's how she got famous or if it was like she kind of did it afterwards. Because it almost it feels could be. Like, I mean, is it kind of like a klepto situation where maybe. It's like, you didn't need to steal. Why are you doing that?
It could be. But I also find it hard to believe that somebody that this late in the game, like you have millions of followers, just decides to like start stealing. That doesn't seem like a natural progression of things. Like if you have your own sauce that has gained you millions of followers and like success in your brand, then you don't need to steal anybody else's sauce.
Yeah, but if you start panicking that you like ran out of ideas or something,
that's a good point. That's a good point. It is kind of like eat or be eaten out here sometimes. Like it feels like when you're on your own and you're the only hamster person, creating content, it feels like, fuck, I need to stay interesting. I need to stay relevant. I need to, you know, all this stuff. And we've covered things like that one lawsuit where an influencer was suing another influencer for stealing her like beige aesthetic. I think we covered it twice.
Yeah.
And we questioned like how much, you know, is this just like kind of a coincidence because you both have a beige aesthetic and how much is like you're copying my poses and everything. Now, this is still different than that.
And we ultimately did determine that like she was definitely copying 100%. Her. And we said like it sucked, but you still can't really
sue for it
legally. Like how actionable. Yeah, exactly.
But this is really weird because what she was called out for, and then it kind of like brought attention to the other times that she's stolen things is, and mind you, this is alleged, but I mean, it does look a little bit very similar and suspicious, I'll say. But she was accused of stealing her bridal speech.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Okay, which, by the way, I didn't even know was a fucking thing. I know that, like, maid of honors say a speech, maybe the father of the bride, but I didn't know the bride says a speech.
Now that you say that, I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where they do a speech.
Like, they have their vows.
Like, everyone else does it.
Yeah, usually.
Then they get to sit there and get drunk.
Exactly. But, no, so she stole or maybe got inspiration
borrowed
from, yeah, borrowed without credit her bridal speech. So we're gonna show you first the original speech that was from a creator named Maya LaBella Clark, and honestly it was a very beautiful speech.
All of the decisions dress that go into planning a wedding, there are so many like little tiny decisions from font. I mean, I'm type A, so it's like font, color scheme, all of these things. And really the most easy decision, and the one outside of marrying this man next to me, was who we wanted here on this very special day. And when I look around and see all the faces and see everyone smiling, I love you all. We love you all. And you are so a part of our story, and you're a part of really what makes this great love work and will make it work for the rest of our lives. So we love you guys.
I mean, that's so cute. Right?
Super sweet. Yeah. And it seemed very genuine, heartfelt.
Yeah, it did. And it would be quite literally the most random thing to steal ever. Genuinely, when I saw this, I'm like,
if you were like, fuck, I need to write that speech, and then you're scrolling TikTok, you're like,
But that's what I'm saying. Do you need to write that speech? Because I didn't even know brides make speeches.
Literally, maybe I've just been drunk at the weddings I've gone to, but I don't remember the brides ever doing that.
I will say this does look like it's during the ceremony, not the reception. It does look like this happened like before the actual reception where everybody probably had their speeches. So I don't know if this was part of the vows, but Daniela's actually was during the reception. Like, she's in the party room. The caption says, happy tears for my people. And I do think it's really beautiful to not just acknowledge your husband on that day, but like everybody that you love and that you have. And yeah. I think that was really sweet. Now, let me know if Danielle's speech sounds similar. Okay? Let me know if this rings a bell.
I cried so many times tonight. This is everything I dreamed of and more. I made so many hard decisions with this venue and all the things that went into what we see tonight. The easiest decision.
Could have used a better sound system.
The man in standing to saying yes to him was who we wanted to have here to celebrate us. And I loved each and every one of you so much. I'm so grateful that you're such a part of our story. And I love this man so much. And I can't believe I get to marry him.
A little less genuine.
I'm so done. You said, yeah, it's the same, but worse. Which copying usually does. You know what I mean? Usually sucks the emotion right out of it.
Yeah, it's like, it wasn't quite as heartfelt.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like she was about to cry.
And it says on screen, a little thank you to the people who show up. So obviously that beginning part does seem exactly like the other creators. Like, it just does. It seems like
it's pretty spot on.
Even just to like say the whole like, the only thing easier, like besides this man that I'm marrying, that's like a very specific
verbiage. A little on the nose.
Yeah. And Marky was talking about how there was a lot of comments of people accusing basically both of them of just getting like ChatGPT to generate this. And I don't know that I believe that.
Could be, but really? I mean, if that was the case, then the first one was just much better at acting.
Exactly. And I do agree that Maya definitely had a more, you know, genuine feel, and it just came first. So hers was in, what is this, August, September 3rd. And then Danielle's was, I think, in October, or like literally recently, like a couple weeks ago. And I do find it interesting that Maya doesn't have a ton of followers. She has just under 10,000, but people put two and two together. And I do find that interesting because obviously Danielle probably gets away with a lot of the stuff that she does, because even if somebody did call her out, it's just like, you know, she could delete a few comments or whatever. Yeah. And it's from smaller creators that don't have the ability to speak out for themselves. So I also, that was like one of the reasons why I wanted to cover this, because I was like, who is this Danielle girl? Like, she seems to have run amok for a hot minute here. Now, there's a bunch of shady things from Danielle's past. And one of them is she's a New York Times bestseller, as she includes in her bio, along with angel investor, which is great. Love that.
Entrepreneur, girl boss.
But listen to this. The New York Times has flagged it. You know how they flag when it's like kind of suspicious, where it's like, this has a suspicious amount of bulk sales. You know what I mean? That little, like, what is it? A dagger or something? This is a creator, and their TikTok account is Good Noticings Pod. And they're kind of calling out this New York Times situation, which I think just adds to the overall likelihood that she did steal the speech. But obviously, of course, everything here is alleged.
Alleged, of course.
I know what you're thinking. New York Times bestselling author, ? That cannot possibly be true. So I looked into it. This Is Not a Fashion Story by Danielle Bernstein was cleverly categorized as a business book. So it did make the New York Times bestseller list as a business book with the dagger of death, which means there was suspicious bulk buying activity. Oh. So with that caveat, in the business section, Danielle Bernstein is technically, with asterisks, a best-selling author.
And also, who did she do it with? It's like, with Emily Siegel. Who's Emily Siegel?
I think I've heard that name before, actually. I don't know.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, IndieCloud.
Picture this. Your phone updates overnight, but your brain still runs sometimes on Windows 95. IndieCloud is the upgrade that actually reboots your headspace. See what I did there?
Yeah.
That's all right, right? Come on.
great job. IndieCloud is your go-to online dispensary that has all federally legal THC, which has been DEA certified lab tested and ships discreetly right to your door.
Yeah, and they have THC in pretty much every single form you can imagine. Gummies, flower, pre-rolls, and more. I've been very vocal about my love for their Pineapple Express pre-roll, which I smoked the other night, and I rewatched Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, and I'm not even joking, that was like one of the best nights I've had in a long time.
Wow, I remember like seeing that in the movie.
Epic. Theater. So much better than I remember.
Yeah, they have gummies that have melatonin in it. So if you want like a little nightcap, or I like the rock candies, the like popping rock candies that have caffeine in it. So it like gets your day started.
Yeah, and they have different doses, pretty much everything you're going to need without having to make that trip to the dispensary. So honestly, for someone like me who doesn't have a dispensary by me, it's a no-brainer.
So if you're 21 and older, go to IndieCloud.co and use the code DWKT and you'll get 40% off your first order plus free shipping.
Now, this is IndieCloud's biggest sale of the year, and it runs all month long, not one of those, you know, blink and you miss flash sales. So be sure to check it out. Again, that's IndieCloud.co using code DWKT, and that's going to get you 40% off and free shipping. And thank you so much to IndieCloud for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. But anyway, so she's like technically a best-selling author, but is it because she bought all her own books?
That's who's so embarrassing. Say?
Which is so crazy, because it's like, that means they have a way to differentiate whether it's just like a ton of sales because she's super popular, or like, bitch, you bought these yourself. You know what I mean?
I mean, it would all be coming from the same IP address.
And to like her address, I'm dead. I can't. It does have 4.5 stars though, out of 2,157 reviews. So I will say, color me impressed for that.
I kind of feel like there's a way to fake reviews.
Oh no,
well.
And there is. There is, for sure. 100%.
It's like, no, she's definitely doing it.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, if she bulk bought her own books, allegedly, of course, then like, why wouldn't she bulk buy reviews?
I mean, if being a boss in the big city in 2025 is getting 2004 plus stars reviewed. No.
Now we have another TikToker. Her name is Bae. It could be Bae, but I think it's Bae.
Bae.
Whatever it is.
Gonna guess it's Bae.
Now Bae included a clip of both of the speeches cut so that you can hear exactly what was said and how similar it was, or how exact it was. We don't have to watch that because like obviously we've determined, you know. It's pretty similar.
Yeah, we can already tell.
But that kind of got it to get more attention. You know what I mean? Like it started picking up on the TikTok algorithm. And there were some comments of people like, it's not illegal, but it's so weird. And I agree with that. It's like, obviously, like, what can we do about it? But like, what the fuck? I mean,
that's kind of like our vibe for Clout Goblins too. We're like, there's nothing criminal about it. It's just tacky.
Right, exactly. And then Maya decided to actually respond to this. And this was her first TikTok on it. And I believe it's just a sound.
So much happier at home, if you guys can't tell.
Oh, yeah. It's a sound from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But then on the screen, it says, imitation is the highest form of flattery. So that's her first TikTok. And she has a face mask on that looks like
kept it classy.
You know, yep. She's a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I love those face masks. But then she actually did post one of her talking.
Today, something kind of wild happened. My phone started blowing up, tags, DMs, notifications, all about a Stitch video of my wedding speech. was me side by side with a much bigger creator saying almost the exact same words. And at first, I'll be honest, I was a little anxious when the text started coming in. OMG, did you see this about you? For a second, I didn't know what to think, but then something really unexpected happened. I realized how many people were in my corner. The comments, the kind messages, the people defending me, it meant so much. And suddenly there are all these new faces here. Whether you found me through that video, through my wedding TikToks, or maybe just scrolling the For You page, however you got here, hi. So genuinely glad that you're here. Creating and sharing little snippets of my life, from the big emotional ones to the quiet everyday ones, is something I truly love. So if you're new here, welcome. I hope
she low-key did like a, what is it called? Like a sizzle reel? Or what? Not a sizzle reel.
Yeah, I was going to say, she really, I was like, I'm going to take this moment and...
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, it's your moment. Do as you please. But yeah, I kind of was like, interesting.
I'm impressed by people like that, that I'm like, quick thinking.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't seem like off-putting at all by any means. It just was like an interesting choice that I wasn't expecting. Now, again, like I mentioned, some people were suggesting that both of them got it from ChatGPT, or that Maya got it from ChatGPT and then Daniela probably copied it. So like, who cares, whatever. But then she wrote in her caption, speech writing is so hard. I started by listing out all the key things about the people I was speaking to, memories, how they made me feel, etc. And then I dedicated time to sit down. Maybe she was delighted. I don't know.
Delighted, dedicated, who knows? Both.
Time to sit down and just write whatever comes to mind. Best of luck. So then now we're going to get into what people think is the bigger issue, which is like, if it's just the wedding speech, who cares? But like, it seems like this is a pattern, and it seems like something that Danielle is like, you know, she just does.
She sees someone else's stuff that she likes and she's like, I must have that.
But anyway, our researcher included some stuff of that she's been accused of copying. So we'll give that a watch.
For years, Danielle Bernstein of We Wore What has been accused of copying designers, both small and big. A new insider investigation has uncovered 3 new allegations of copying against Danielle. These are all the copying allegations against Danielle. The blue were brought forward by Diet Prada, the yellow by the designers themselves, and the red by former Onia employees. Insider interviewed 26 fashion industry professionals. They suggested that Danielle's pattern of behavior goes against the industry norms of image.
Insider, like insider?
I don't know. That's why I was like, insider, like in the industry, or like business insider?
Because that's like a really big deal if it's insider insider. Now, I want to show some of the ones that Marky showed, because I did think it was a pretty good representation of what she's stolen.
And those were some big brands on there.
Oh, no. Huge. And like, we're going to talk
Dolce
now
and
about
Gabbana.
Like, no, 100%. And like, we're going to talk now about like smaller creators that she's stolen from, but it seems too much like a pattern, and then to even do it on the most special day of your life. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, this seems like this is just what
you do. A little too many coincidences.
Right. Yeah. Now, this is an influencer by the name of Kelsey Coatser, and she called Danielle out a bit ago.
Late November, I posted this reel showing you all the ways that I can wear my Simonette top. And I was so excited, so proud of it, because I love it. Then a few days later, I don't even think a few days, like maybe one or two, Danielle Bernstein
so 10 hours on
posted
screen.
This photo.
Now, that's a pretty particular situation going on up top. You know what I mean? If you want to compare what we were just looking at.
10 hours is a pretty quick turnaround, though.
I mean, but look at what we're talking about.
No, it's exactly the same. I'm like, what is it? Is it like a scarf attached to a shirt?
I don't know. I have no idea. It looks like those, I mean, and slay, Kelsey. But like, it looks like a thing that you tie your robes with. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a thing that she like finagled in such a way that it's a very specific style.
It's like kind of dimmed on hers. But when we get to the other girls, what's her name?
Danielle.
Doesn't just look like a scarf that's like
I
tied
will
around?
Say it looks the same, like as far as like the way that it's tied.
Pattern.
And I do think that that's a very specific thing that she probably got from her. But then notice her caption when it says, when Instagram shows you a new way to wear your shirt.
So it's like, so then that's her admitting that she saw it from someone else.
Correct. But she doesn't tag Kelsey. And so that's like the first offense. But then she does it again.
To Kelsey?
Yes.
Double dipping.
She got selfish.
And I kind of brushed it off because it was like, you can wear that top in so many ways. Like maybe she just saw it and took inspiration, whatever. But yesterday I posted this photo and I'm so proud of it. I got a new fisheye lens. I made my boyfriend take them in the same corner of my room that I've been taking my photos. And then literally minutes ago, Danielle posts this.
So if you look at both the side-by-sides, she literally did the four quadrant situation. They're not wearing the exact same thing, But it's pretty similar.
Well, and especially in 2020, like if this was in 2012.
No, then that's everybody.
Four quadrant photo. Sure.
Oh my God. Yeah, I loved those so much. It was every Instagram photo was four quadrants.
But now you wouldn't do that because you have the carousel option.
No, yeah.
So this is interesting.
It's a very, very particular choice.
It's a choice.
And even the shirts themselves are not exact, but actually, are they exact?
They're similar. They're pretty similar.
I thought actually now looking at them, I'm like.
One of them is more like low cut.
It's too similar. To say that you're not copying, for sure. Oh my God. And even down to like in the top right, she has her hands up. She's like touching her sunnies. Danielle has her hands up over her head. On the bottom left, she's like touching her sunglasses. And Danielle has like one arm. Like I feel like even the poses, she kind of did the same.
But also then what is the caption? It says, note to self, curtain bangs don't work without bangs.
Does Kelsey have bangs? No.
No, but
so that makes what do you mean?
No, well, no shit, bangs don't work without bangs.
Like, yeah, that's number one ingredient, they say. But also just in general, I think that that's like a very maybe ChatGPT, but also maybe like random social media manager just looking for a random caption to like generate just like, okay, here we go.
I guess, yeah. But back to the picture. I feel like it could have been a coincidence if this was the only coincidence.
Right.
But the fact that the other one came right before.
Exactly. And obviously, like, Kelsey's not a huge influencer. And, like, the first time she's like, okay, maybe you happened to tie this random piece of fabric in the exact same way that I did just a day later. I do think also the turnaround, like you said, is an insane, like, that's crazy. Like, you're literally, like, stalking her page and, like, getting them up within 10 hours. Like, I'm low-key impressed, actually.
When I feel like also, like, Instagram, you're not usually scrolling and seeing, like, picture.
Right.
Posts. Like, I'll, like, see reels and stuff, but you're not, like, coming across, like, static posts that are just, like, one picture, you know?
As a small content creator, if she would have just put my name in the caption, that would change my life. 2.3 million people to see my name and see that like she's taking inspiration from me, that would be life-changing. And it's just so unfair that she just keeps taking.
That's the thing also. It's like, I feel like bigger creators can get away with so much by just like throwing 100%. Someone a bone by just like tagging them.
Oh,
when
yeah.
in reality, like they maybe should do more or like, I mean that if it's just like a style inspiration, I feel like it's not like she should like pay her or something. But like, especially if you're going to reference that you found it from someone else in the caption, why wouldn't you just tag them?
Yeah, and Marky also shows this article that says insiders who worked with Instagram mega influencer Danielle Bernstein say she rips off fashion designers and gets away with it. So that maybe means that it was insiders, not business insider. You know,
yeah,
that kind of gives that vibe. Yeah, there was a brand that exposed DMs with Danielle, and it was Danielle messaging them and answering to one of their posts, or I guess this was a story. And she says, "Oh my God, I need so cute. What else you got? Send me all cozies." Which, like, ew, like actually disgusting. I've never in my life. I mean, I've shot my shot. Have I DM'd West Elm one time? Yeah, I did. Okay, hands up, I did do it. But like. It was very like, I love your stuff. And like, if you're ever interested in collabing, like, I would love to do that. But not like, send me all your stuff. Thanks. Bye.
No, I feel like mine are very like passive where it'd be like my dream or something.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey,
trying to open the door, but not like, be gross.
I'm never asking. Right. No.
And they did. They actually did send her the cozies. So look at this, right?
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
It's kind of an interesting photo. It's like a button down, but then they also have like button up, whatever. It's like a two-piece situation, right?
Yeah. Well, pajamas.
Yes. Look what Danielle then launched like right after. And like even the way that the model's posing with like it all open. Or is that Danielle? That might be Danielle, actually.
This one I feel like is a little less.
It's a little bit, but like also just in general, like with her reputation and then like even having it, I don't know. I feel like.
I mean, it's less about copying like the sweater. It's like it styled it the same. Yeah. I don't think hers is supposed to be pajamas. It just said like sweater.
Oh, God. Is that not supposed to be pajamas? Is it really
no,
not?
No, I think that first one was. This I don't think is. It just says ribbed button up sweater.
It's giving pajamas. No? Would you wear this? Oh, I mean, you know what?
Well, No, but I definitely think it's just a normal sweater.
I don't know. Okay.
This I mean, is just something like you may also like, it's all just like a bunch of other normal.
Yeah,
like,
no. I know. And like, this is something that Marky pointed out that other people have pointed out, but like there is no shortage of like her allegedly ripping off other brands, other small creators. And I have to wonder how many times has she done this and people don't call her out because they feel like, why would I? Like, I don't even have a following. Like, she's just taking my shit and whatever. This is one of the situations, which is like the opposite of our first story, where I'm like, no, get on TikTok and like call it out. Like, if she's doing it, let us know.
I mean, I think that they probably don't, because a situation like that specific example, clearly there's other examples, because if like Dolce & Gabbana is accusing her of stealing them, like, right, then I think that she's probably doing something. But like, if it's just like how she styled a sweater, like, that's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
Like, that's like taking some inspo. Like, the sweater itself wasn't identical or anything.
It wasn't identical, yeah. I guess that like, even just in general, is there a weird situation with asking other brands that have similar clothing, like, send it to me, like, love it, like, not even supporting them in that way of like purchasing something if you like it, like, and then coming out with something styling it similar? It's gonna leave a bad taste in people's mouth. Like, I think it's just like poor practice, you know what I mean? Like, buy your own for shit, sure. You have the money, and like, if you're gonna style something similar, don't ask them for the product. Like, it just you know,
I guess that one, I think if it was isolated, I wouldn't really think twice about it, but if there's like a lot of them that are like that, then it is a pattern, then absolutely. It just feels like she's ripping people off just enough that she can get away with it, because what are they going to do?
Right.
Like with Blogilates, when was she suing Nordstrom, or were they suing? I don't remember. But that whole fiasco,
they were suing her. Wasn't she?
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. But it, like, how she had the skirt patented. So like, she had grounds to like do something.
And they were copying it. Exactly.
Yeah. This, I feel like it's a little more gray of a gray area where it's like, yeah.
Yeah. I do think that there's enough there to say that, like, yeah, even without all of this, I would have said, hey, she probably stole that bridal speech, which is like, that is the most important day of your life. Again, like, to steal a speech that is meant to come from your heart on a day like that, even to have ChatGPT write it, which is what people were, you know, speculating, like, that's a little bit diabolical. If you can't come up with a heartfelt speech for the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, maybe don't do it.
I'm not really surprised. I feel like there's a lot of people that just are, one, not like creative, and also just like more desperate to like have it look good or sound good than they are like for it to be authentic.
Maybe just don't
even
do a speech.
Like, being authentic is what's gonna make it sound and be better.
But I definitely do believe, like, she probably, in my opinion, did
steal that.
Oh, I think
she was wrong.
She saw it. She's like, oh, jot that down.
That was so cute.
And I do think that that's a habit that she has. I do think she copied that other creator for sure, Kelsey. And I do think that she's made a habit of it. And if people who worked for her are saying, like, this girl definitely is a scammer. By the way, there's been like exposed videos of her coupled in with people like Rachel Hollis, Elizabeth Holmes, like, what is it? Cruel World, Happy Mind. She like does a lot of commentary on YouTube.
She
covered them all in the same video. And Danielle was right there.
She's like fucking Anna Delvey.
Oh my God. Yeah. Similar. But yeah, there's just like a lot of things that people are saying. And I just find it all, when you like put it together, pretty diabolical that, like, if I were her husband and I found out that she stole that speech, I would be mortified. I would be like, oh.
Also, though, couldn't you kind of see, and this is me like knowing absolutely nothing about her, and this is like the first time I've ever even heard her name, but like, couldn't you see almost like she doesn't, like, in her head, she like doesn't think she's cop. Like, she just like feels entitled to, like,
I don't even know.
Inspiration.
I don't know what the thought process would
like,
be.
Oh, that's cute. And suddenly, like, she thinks it was her idea. Like, oh, not really, but like,
that would be scary. I mean, I know that there's situations like that. Like, somebody could see something and then maybe months down the line think they came up with the idea because they forget. But something with such quick turnarounds like this, I doubt. Because that other bride's thing was like last month. So you wouldn't have forgotten.
Or more feeling like the self-importance is so high that like, they just like took inspiration, but then they made it their own, even though it's still exactly the same.
It's like not at all. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's pretty much it. But don't copy people's wedding speeches. I thought that was a given, but I guess not.
It's like, well, if you can't come up with one, just don't do it.
Don't do it. You didn't even need to do that. I don't think brides normally do that.
Exactly. It's like, that's what the bridesmaids are for.
My God. Well, anyway, we love the internet.
Indeed.
Do you know those rooms where you can like reserve so that you can sing karaoke in a private room?
Yeah.
I, first of all, love the concept of that. And everyone I've ever been to has been amazing. And I can't ever picture myself getting bored of singing, but these girls did. And it says, we got tired of singing, so we started a podcast.
we sold alcohol at that one. He was there from 8 in the morning all the way to like 7.
Stop it.
Keep in mind, he was a usual. And he has two kids. We knew them. The kids came, ate, like around 2 o'clock after school. His wife took them.
They're so invested.
Honestly, you know what, Slay? If you don't like singing that much, this is a great option.
That's funny. Rio has 562,000 likes.
Everybody was screenshotting their face when they were looking at each other.
This isn't funny, but I just thought it was so cool.
Love that.
Me and one of my friends that we always used to be like, we loved X Games when we were little.
Oh, like watching. Did you ever? Extreme sports?
Yeah. And we, her parents took us to it one time. We definitely went to the like motocross, like they were doing like freestyle tricks and stuff. And it was one of the first times, I think it was Travis Pastrana did like a double backflip of some kind. It was like the first time he had ever landed.
Side quest interest you have.
It's so interesting to watch because they make it look so easy, but it's right. Like clearly not easy at all. So I saw this and it brought me back. I had neighbors when I was little that were like, when I was like 12 or 13, I guess they were like 7. It was like 2 little boys and then a little girl that was a little older, but I would babysit them and they like taught me how to skateboard and stuff. And I would ride one of their bikes and they had a little jump and I would do it. And it was like, I could just go off the jump and like, I couldn't do anything else. Like it was still very difficult. But like, then I see this, I'm like, oh, how do you even work up the nerve to do this?
Oh, is it the Red Bull thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. I did.
With the train? It's First of all, cool.
How does Red Bull find all these people? I have questions.
I don't know. And like, how do you even start to be able to like try this?
What the?
Is it a train or a truck?
That's a train.
Is it?
Yeah. It's on tracks.
The trajectory and everything. Like, you would have to, like, accommodate for so many different things.
Nah, I could
like.
Do it. Easily. Not the stairs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Like,
even you can tell by his reaction. Like, he is even, like,
that's
thrilled
crazy.
And, like, shocked that he did it. But I'm just like,
that's
oh, my
not
God.
The
how
one
did
that
you
I've
even
seen.
Come up with this idea?
The one that I saw was somebody skateboarding off literally the side of a mountain. He was like, what the fuck? Like, he fell like down like completely 90 degrees. I was like, you know what? The fact that you're alive is a miracle.
I saw a clip someone reposted recently. Was it? I was going to say it was Sean White. Could have been Travis. One of those people that's like a famous extreme sports person. They jump out of a fucking airplane with no parachute.
Oh.
And then they have other parachuters like catch them. Yeah. Go get over
no,
them
thanks.
Somehow. And I'm like, what do you mean? He just has to like cling to them like a fucking
How much did
koala.
You get paid is
and
what
I'm
I
like,
want to know. Because otherwise,
did you,
what
like,
the fuck is the point?
What do you mean?
Well, anyway, any extreme sporters in the comments, let us know. The behind the scenes, we're interested to know.
I'd love to come see.
We will support you in the sidelines. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got. So we best be skedaddling. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful week and we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Cheers.